to seeing him as he is. And when I see him, I'll be glad to see him. I will rejoice as I see him as he is. When I come home, when all the saints gather home, we will see him as he is. Well, some people try to make light of it, but I tell you one thing, you're gonna leave here. Well, and I heard the old preacher say it's not bad to move if you got somewhere to go. Paul said, yeah, this earthly tent is gonna be taken down, but thank God I have a building from God, a house not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven. Those of us who are children of God are on our way home. Those of us who are children of God looking forward, yeah, to that home where God reigns. Yeah. Well, that word home is a sweet one. That word home is a comforting one. That word home is an assuring one. Some people make light of it, but I believe in heaven, and I know I'm on my way to that heavenly home. I heard of a city called heaven, and I started to make it my home. Well, now, the master is good, and he's not going to take a chance on our missing the way. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come and get you. Yeah, you won't have to come home by yourself. I'm going to fix a place for you, and then I'll come and get you. Now don't you worry about when it's going to be. You just be ready. Yeah. Every now and then, some false prophet makes out like he knows when the end is. But Jesus said, nobody knows that but the Father. Now don't you be worried about when it's going to be. You just be ready when he comes. It could be tonight, or it could be tomorrow, or it could be next week, or it could be next year. But that's not my business, and that's not your business. Be ready. Be ready when smoky judgment day. It's gonna be a great day when an angel shall leave the shining coats of glory and place one foot upon the quaking high and the other foot upon the troubled sea, and declare the time shall be no more, and this old life shall leap from a chaotic present to a transcendent future. It's gonna be a great day, great day. But Jesus is getting us ready for that great day, and by that time the Son of the Living God shall lead the coats of glory. It's gonna be written on his vesture and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming in the cloud, and every eye shall see him. Well, it's going to be a great day, for Jesus is getting me ready. If you got religion, he's getting you ready. If you've been born again, he's getting you ready. And what's he getting you ready for? He's getting you ready for homecoming. Homecoming. You talk about homecoming. Yeah, that's not hard to see for every family that I know anything about has a home somewhere. And if you are a part of the family of God, you got a home on high. And in that home, it's gonna be a great day. In that home, everybody loves everybody else. In that home, there's no sickness or sorrow. In that home, there's no confusion. In that home, there's no suffering. In that home, no graves are dug. In that home, no hearse wheels roll. In that home, no funeral bells toll. In that home, the wicked cease from troubling. In that home, the righteous can be at rest. In that home, saints stand on the banks of everlasting deliverance with palms of victory in their hand. In that home, the joy bells will be ringing. In that home, the saints will be singing. In that home, it's an uncloudy day. In that home, no storm cloud rise. I don't know how you feel about it, but I can tell you this evening, I'm on my way to the great homecoming. And in that home, we shall see him as he is. No more looking through a glass darkly. We shall see him as he is. And when we see him as he is, yeah, I don't know what you gonna say, but I'm gonna say thank you. We shall see him as he is. I'm gonna say praise his name. I'm gonna say hallelujah. I'm gonna say free at last. Yeah.